Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions, the show that I was guided to create so that people could ask the questions that they have about their lives. And right now, apparently, someone is trying to connect with me some kind of way on my computer that I have no idea how to do this connection. So I'm still learning every day, just like you. See if I can turn this thing off. There we go. Okay. So today's show is about emotional healing. Emotional healing is an interesting aspect of who we are. So many people feel trapped in their emotions. Like their emotions are in charge of their life. Like your emotions are actually separate from you. And that's not true. But we have all of these ways that we take these emotions and we put them inside of ourselves for whatever reason. And I'm sure they're all perfectly good reasons because we wouldn't do anything without having a perfectly good reason, right? But sometimes you need to let those emotions go because you don't really actually need to hang on to anything, including your emotions. So anyway, I use the infinity healing to help people to release whatever it is that they're releasing. And I was guided to a different way of doing it, which is connecting with your emotions and helping you to let go of the emotions that no longer serve you. And so our guest today, I'm supposed to actually do that with anyone who calls in. See if I can get my computer to just bring up the page. It's a little different than the regular infinity healing because I actually say things and then the caller will repeat them. And this is how we take out the old emotion and put in what you actually desire. So you would say something like, you know, I relinquish the need to be angry and defensive. And then you would say, I am happy and secure. And it sounds incredibly simple, and it is, because, you know, I love things that are incredibly simple, but it also works. I've had so many people who have done it who have been like, wow, that was really amazing. So I know that it works. All right. So as soon as my computer decides to do what I've asked it to do, and I don't understand why it's not doing what I asked it to do, but that's okay. I'm letting it do what it needs to do to itself. And it's still doing what it needs to do with itself. This is one of those places where you need that Jeopardy music, you know. Okay, I'm just going to ignore this computer and go on with what I need to say. So we have feelings about different things in our lives, and those feelings begin to move in us or to hide in us or whatever you want to call whatever it is they're doing in us, and that's when they become emotions. So it starts as a feeling and then it becomes an emotion as it moves. I'd always wondered what the difference was between feelings and emotions, and I was led to that definition some time ago, and I just kind of like it, so I'm sticking with it. So if you have these feelings that you had, instead of allowing them to flow out of you, which is what you're actually supposed to do, nothing comes to you in order to get stuck in you and to be there forever. That's not true for anything. So we have these beliefs that things are supposed to stay with us, that we are supposed to feel things forever. So for whatever reason, we've decided to feel things for what forever. And that's when we run into problems, because we're trying to do something that, we're trying to do something that was unintended with our emotions. And so then we end up with all these emotions that we find that we just can't deal with. You know, why do I feel this way? Why is all this crap here? And it's because when it went through, instead of saying, okay, go on through, I understand, we decided to say, no, 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 you need to stick around. I'm going to put you right over here, right behind my pancreas. And that's where it's been ever since. Okay, I'm losing the ability to have a complete sentence and conversation today. So, why don't we just go to our first caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this? And I hope you can talk better than I can.
Happy Tuesday, beautiful. It's Tina. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Tina?
I am fine. I'm like just going to lunch, and this is a perfect time. I just saw that your show was going on. So today is the best day ever.
Wonderful. Well, maybe now that you're here, all this stuff will work the way it's supposed to.
Yes, I send healing energy. Today is the best day ever, yes. Come on. Come on, electronics. Work the way you're supposed to. Well, I would like to send the healing.
Okay. And if I can get these files to just open the way they're supposed to. And
oh, wait, can I ask about my friend Rob?
Sure. What do you want to know?
Just what does Spirit want us to know, or anything we need to know for our relationship?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, they want you to know that a relationship is like a dance, and you're doing your own particular movement, and the movements flow together and they intertwine. And so they're showing me this, I guess it's female energy and male energy kind of winding together in this beautiful spiral. And then at the top, it's like a fountain, and it's got all this beautiful energy coming out of it. It's really pretty. So that's the picture I have of the two of you, that you are learning the dance steps so that you can intertwine and become this beautiful fountain and spread your light and love all over the world.
Yeah. That's true. I agree.
Great. Now, let's see if I can find what I need to find so we can work on emotions.
Yeah, for him, yeah, I know he definitely, this is awesome.
Okay. Oh, there we go. No, that's not what I want. Do you ever give things names in your computer and then later you're trying to find it and you can't remember what the name was?
Yes. So much technology now. We have so much to remember. Passwords for everything. Oh, my God. I try to make them the same except for when they ask for the 8 digits. They'll say, can you make it 8? You know, 8 characters and then put a number and an exclamation mark. I'm like, what? There's so much to remember.
Just the joys of life. Okay, let me go
yeah,
to the
one. Can you
tell
me the purpose of Rob and I coming together?
Now, you want to know what?
Our purpose together.
Well, everything is about learning, so that's the first thing that I'm getting, that you guys are learning from each other, learning who you are and who you have the potential to be.
Yes.
And it's that potential that's so, so frustrating with this computer that has so much beauty in it.
Yeah.
Because you both have this enormous potential to be more than you've ever even imagined yourselves being. So it's not just we often have these little ideas about what our lives are supposed to be like, what we're supposed to learn, what it all means and all of that kind of stuff. And there's just so much more. So very much more. So you guys don't even realize everything that you are yet. Okay. And I'm getting frustrated because I can't find my file.
Oh, no. It's, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sure you find it. I sent an affinity healing to the file.
Apparently my file does not want to be healed. It wants to hide. And I'm not really sure what I called it. Ah, that's it. I found it. Yay. Now let's see if it'll open. Okay, something's happening. Something's happening. Okay, it's almost there. Come on, baby, you can do it. Ah, it's there. Yay. Okay. So we're supposed to do some emotional clearing on you.
Yes.
So when you think about your life, what is it that you feel that you need to get rid of? What is it
just
that you're afraid of?
Emotions from the past. I'm in a really great place now. I manifested just a great place now, but just forgiving the past, forgiving my exes for not helping me, just forgiving my parents of some things, just being present, like just totally free and clear in the moment.
Okay. That tells me a lot.
Yes.
So the way this works is I will go through and I will read some statements, and you will actually repeat the statements that I'm saying. So, okay, and this one is jumping out at me, so we will do this one. So just repeat after me. I relinquish condemning and being punished.
I relinquish condemning and being punished.
I am commended and absolved.
I am commended and absolved.
I relinquish feeling helpless, hopeless, and pointless.
I relinquish feeling helpless, hopeless, and pointless.
Pointless. I am expectant and optimistic.
I am expectant and optimistic.
I relinquish apathy and insensitivity.
I relinquish apathy and insensitivity.
I am interested and feeling.
I am interested and feeling.
I relinquish despair and pain.
I relinquish despair and pain.
I am confident and comfortable.
I am confident and comfortable.
I relinquish abdication and resignation.
I relinquish abdication and resignation.
I am agreeable and patient.
I am agreeable and patient.
Just take three nice deep.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to do one more set, and then I'll check in and see how you feel about the things that were upsetting you. Okay, I relinquish feeling resentful and belligerent.
I relinquish feeling resentful and belligerent.
I am helpful and peace-loving.
I am helpful and peace-loving.
I relinquish feeling jealous and envious.
I relinquish feeling jealous and envious.
I am content and kind.
I am content and kind.
I relinquish being insecure and afraid.
I relinquish being insecure and afraid.
I am composed and at peace.
I am composed and at peace.
I relinquish being devastated and ravaged.
I relinquish being devastated and ravaged.
I am improved and enriched.
I am improved and enriched.
I relinquish feeling embarrassed and flustered.
I relinquish feeling embarrassed and flustered.
I am enlightened and settled.
I am enlightened.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Thank you.
And I want you to go back to those feelings that you had before about your past, the people in your past, your parents, and all of that. And tell me how it feels now. Okay, you're going to need to say it again.
Thank you. Oh, you didn't hear me?
No, I didn't. There was interference or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was seeing that. I feel much lighter, but I think that I need to do it again. I feel much lighter, only because I've just been feeling that for so long. Whew.
Okay. Well, let's see which other ones they want you to do. Okay. All right, so repeat after me. I relinquish feeling worthless and barren.
I relinquish feeling worthless and barren.
I am important and fruitful.
I am important and fruitful.
I relinquish the need to be submissive and meek.
I relinquish the need to be submissive and meek.
I am bold and brave.
I am bold and brave.
I relinquish all of my insecurity and fright.
I relinquish all of my insecurity and fright.
I am composed and at ease.
I am composed and at ease.
I relinquish feeling anxious and uptight.
I relinquish feeling anxious and uptight.
I am tranquil and relaxed.
I am tranquil and relaxed.
I relinquish being scared and panicky.
I relinquish being scared and panicky.
I am fearless and encouraged.
I am fearless and encouraged.
And three nice deep breaths.
Thank you.
Okay. Think about your parents and the people from your past, and how does that feel now?
A little lighter.
There's another one they want us to do.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay, which one? Okay. All right, repeat after me. I relinquish living in a fantasy and avoiding reality.
I relinquish living in a fantasy and avoiding reality.
I am taking back my power and creating my own reality.
I am taking back my power and creating my own reality.
I relinquish being controlling and tyrannical.
I relinquish being controlling and tyrannical.
I am gentle, kind, and compassionate.
I am gentle, kind, and compassionate.
I relinquish any need to be manipulating and underhanded.
I relinquish the need to be manipulating and underhanding.
I am principled and above board.
I am principled and above board.
I relinquish any need for refusing ownership and shutting down.
I relinquish any need for refusing ownership and shutting down.
I am accepting ownership of my life and open to change.
I am accepting ownership of my life and open to change.
I relinquish any need for turning a blind eye and not wanting to see.
I relinquish any need for turning a blind eye and not wanting to see.
I am clear vision and seeing the truth.
I am clear visioned and seeing the truth.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, now, how do you feel?
I feel so much lighter. Thank you. So much lighter.
You are welcome. So now you can go out there and do that beautiful dance and create the life that you really want to live.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Oh, it's no, they don't want me to do another one?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm on the phone.
All right, let me check in and see.
Oh, thank you. Today is the day. This is it.
Okay, there is one more that they say that you would benefit from. Repeat after me. I relinquish being irresponsible and untrustworthy.
I relinquish. Oh, I'm leaving out of school. I'm going past some kids. Excuse me. I relinquish being irresponsible and trustworthy. I'm sorry.
And untrustworthy.
Oh, I can't go out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry, kids. I'm outside now. Thank you. I relinquished the response. This is why I needed it. All this yelling in this school. Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
I relinquish being irresponsible and untrustworthy.
I relinquish being irresponsible and untrustworthy.
I am creating my life in honesty and truth.
I am creating my life in honesty and truth.
I relinquish the need for shifting blame and making others wrong.
I relinquish the need for shifting blame and making others wrong.
I am accepting responsibility for my own thoughts and actions.
I am accepting responsibility for my own thoughts and actions.
I relinquish being a scapegoat or doormat.
I relinquish being a scapegoat or doormat.
I am giving others back their lives and their responsibilities.
I am giving others back their lives and their responsibilities.
I relinquish justifying my false beliefs and living small.
I relinquish living my false beliefs and living small.
I am discerning the truth and evolving.
I am discerning the truth and evolving.
I relinquish my undisclosed secrets and skeletons in my closet.
I relinquish my undisclosed secrets and skeletons in my closet.
I am honest and living freely as myself.
I am honest and living freely as myself.
And three nice deep breaths.
Thank you.
And how do you feel?
So much better. Oh, my God. I had some roots there.
Good. Wonderful.
Whew. I'm going to have to listen to this again. That was awesome.
Yeah. And I love this. It's so simple, but it does go deep. So please make sure that you pay attention to your body, drink water if you need to, give yourself some love and some pampering, what I'm hearing. So
I need it. Yes, I do need pampering.
Well, now you have an excuse because you can say, well, Barbara told me I'm supposed to pamper myself.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, I was fasting. This fasting shut off because I wanted to do like the way the Muslims fast. Even I'm a Christian, they fast from like 5:25 in the morning to 8:25 at night. So when we don't drink water or anything, what does that shut off our chakras or anything?
No, it doesn't. It actually helps you to convert the. Okay. When you're fasting, the first thing your body does is it takes the cells that are in less than prime health. So any part of you that has a sickness or an illness or anything that's out of alignment, those are the cells that it's going to eliminate in order to keep the healthy parts of you healthy. So fasting actually is a way of eliminating whatever the illnesses that you have are. And the longer you can go on a dry fast, which means no food, no liquids, no nothing, and you can do that for, there are people who've done it for like 10 days. I've done it for 4 days. It was an interesting experience, but it did definitely bring about some changes in my body. And I noticed things that I had been thinking, okay, well, this is going to be a part of my life forever, started going away. because those were the cells that my body was eliminating first. And it also takes your excess fat and converts it into a purer water than you can buy in the store or get out of a faucet. So it's actually beneficial for you to do the dry fasting. I do it for 22 hours every day. So I only have a two-hour window when I'm allowing myself to put food or drink into my body. Otherwise, nothing goes.
What time is that? What time do you do that?
I generally eat between 1 and 3. So all the rest of the time, I'm not putting anything in.
Oh. I think I'm going to do that. Well, I'm going to do this fast for a while. We can eat after 8 o'clock, but I want to do this for a while. I just want to get everything back in alignment because it really feels good, actually. I'm feeding my spirit.
Yeah. I really like it, too, and I also am opening up more and more to the idea that God is actually providing for me, providing the nutrients, providing everything that I need so that I don't actually have to eat and I don't actually have to drink. It's a choice. I'm turning things in my life into choices instead of necessary.
I agree with that.
You may have difficulty with this when it comes to social situations, you know, like if you get invited to a family dinner or something and you choose not to eat, other people will not necessarily understand. And some people will feel that it is their duty to make sure that you put food inside of your body. But, you know, that's just kind of the programming of our society. We feel like people have to eat, so.
No, I'm ready. I'm fast. I just want to fast. I want to prepare for marriage. There's so many things that I want to do. So this Infinity Healing just really evened me out. It's actually exciting. You know, I want to move. Ooh. I plan on moving soon. Yeah, I want to move before September. Probably beginning of August, with the kids' school and stuff. So, yeah, this fasting is actually awesome. I just read the Word of God a lot, and it's like my life is just getting better and better.
Yeah, well, that's great. So you're making conscious choices instead of unconscious choices, and we spend most of our lives making unconscious choices. So you are taking yourself to a whole different level of existence, which is great.
Oh, that's good. Now, I believe that Robert needs healing emotionally. I don't know. I don't think I could get him to call in, though.
He doesn't have a lunch hour? Or?
No, he's just private. I don't think he'll call.
Well, you know, he can call and do one of those discovery sessions, which means nobody else will hear him. It'll just be me and him, so he doesn't have to worry about being on the radio or whatever. You might want to encourage him to do that.
No, he's not. I know he's not going to do it. Is there another way that I can help him if he doesn't want to call?
If he isn't willing to do the work on himself, then there's really nothing for you to do. It's his life. It's his decision. And if he doesn't value himself enough to want to make a commitment to his own progress, his own growth and evolution, all you can do is wait until he changes his mind.
That's true. Okay.
So just give him lots of love and, you know, that's about it. He has to make his own choices.
That's true. I agree. Okay, and there's nothing else. They said I don't need any more Infinity. There's nothing else. No other cords I need to cut.
No, they're saying that you've done good for today. So.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
So go and have a wonderful lunch hour doing whatever it is that you've decided to do.
Yeah.
And, Just treat yourself with love and kindness, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, Tina.
You too. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is from area code 352. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I was wondering if you could just give me a message and insight into how I should proceed and what direction I should move as far as my residential move and relationship are tied together.
Okay. So you're moving and your relationship, that's what you want to know about.
Correct.
Okay. Hold on, I'm getting this. It's like they're having a conversation about you in my head. Okay. So what should Cindy know about moving and relationship? So I'm hearing that you need to decide that what is most important to you, because you have got these two tied together. And it's like, okay, if you make this move, then how's that going to affect the relationship? And if you make the relationship more important, then where is it that you need to live? And what is most important to you?
Well, I need to make a residential move. That's critical.
Okay. And you want to move someplace where you can continue to have this relationship that you're in?
No, not necessarily. Because it's...
So you're ready to end the relationship.
I'm wondering which direction to move as far as physically north, south, east, west. There's a couple of different options out there.
Okay. All right. Let's see what they want to say about all of that. All right, I'm hearing south, and I'm also hearing that you need to look at what is best for you. You need to make sure that whatever decision you make is based on you, you primary and as the most important person in your life, because that is who you are. So you can move to wherever you want to, although they're saying move south, and if you can't go south, then go east. I don't know what that means, but, you know, you do. And that you need to look at what it is you really want to experience next. What is it that you really want in your life next? Make sure that you are taking that into consideration and you're not just doing something because you feel that you just have to do this, but that you're actually looking at what it is you want to create, what your goals are for your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does.
Okay. So it's like this is a time of, there's so much potential for change here. Changes in ways that you probably haven't even thought about yet, but they're just saying that it's such an opening for you that you really need to be clear on what do you want to experience next? Where do you want to go? What do you want your life to be? So make sure you look at all of that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And have a wonderful move.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is, hold on, we're waiting for my computer. There we go. Area code 806. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Sherry. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm not bad, actually.
Well, good. So what are you wondering about today?
I'm wondering, do I need to move to find a suitable mate, or is there one possibly here or coming here?
Okay. Well, let's check in and see. Okay, so the first question that I'm hearing is, do you know what you're looking for in a mate?
Yeah.
Okay. So you made a list of at least 10, no more than 15, but around 10 is really good, attributes that you want this mate to have. And these should be more like personality characteristics, you know, like honest and fun-loving and compassionate and sensual and things like that, not so much about 6'2" and 139 pounds. Boy, that would be a very skinny person. So your attributes are focused on the characteristic or the personality traits that you want this person to have, right?
And spirituality, because that's really important to me.
Okay, wonderful, great. They wanted to make sure you were focusing on the important stuff and not the cosmetic issues. All right. Now, does she need to move in order to find this person, or is this person close to her? So you do have a couple of potentials in the area where you currently live. So how are you going out there so that people can see you and meet you?
I'm in several art groups, and I participate kind of in that scene, in the spiritual scene. And I teach, and I have some very hands-on direct contact with a lot of people with the healing practice and the school that I teach at.
So do you go to, like, it looks kind of like a festival, you know, where people are walking around, laughing, having a good time, dancing and all that kind of stuff. Do you do anything like that?
Sometimes.
So they're showing me that that's the kind of place where you are going to meet these potentials of yours. It's when you're out, you're laughing, you're having a great time, you know, you're moving to the music, and it's just everything's flowing and free, and you're bubbly and bright, and they see you. So I don't know if there's anything like that coming up in your area soon. If so, go and have a great time and see what happens.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Now, did you want to move, or
I would prefer it. You know, if it's the right situation. I think it would be better for me. But, you know, like I said, I'm not at the point where I'm hell-bent on it. But I've been here 15 years, and it's been kind of good on the spiritual side. I've got a lot of growth done. But there's been zero on the mate dating scene.
Right.
And I have, think it has to do with kind of the rednecky backwoods kind of scene that these folks have going on here.
Well, they say you might be surprised at the opportunities that come up for you, and at least one of them will actually involve a potential for moving. So you can meet the mate and then move, which is a possibility. And they just want you to get out there and, you know, have a good time, laugh and dance and be seen, and they will find you.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So do that and let me know how it goes.
Will do. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you. Okay. I'm just writing some stuff down. All right. So today's focus is supposed to be on emotional healing, and we did do some of that emotional healing that I was guided to learn when we worked with Tina. And there are often things in in our past that we are still hanging on to, times when someone hurt us or we felt a particular way, that are still running in the background. So this emotional healing is about clearing out that stuff that's running in the background that you may not even be aware of anymore. And it does have an amazing impact on the people that I've done it with. And they just feel so much lighter and freer as they are relinquishing whatever it is that we are guided to have them relinquish. So that is one of the ways that you can change yourself, to change your energy, if you're feeling heavy or down or anything like that, to do the emotional clearing kind of work and allow yourself to just let go of it. Because all of that stuff that you are dragging with you from your past, you don't actually need. There's actually none of it that you need to hang on to. So as you are letting go of more and more and more of it, you are opening up more and more to your life, to the potential, to the wonder and excitement of what the future holds. And so doing the emotional healing is a way of stepping into that wonder and that excitement. And it's so beautiful and so profound for the people who do it. I encourage everybody to do it. And if you find that you don't have the money to actually have a session, you know, and we've never done any work together, then you can set up one of those free 20-minute discovery sessions, and we will just do some emotional clearing on you to get all of that stuff out of your life so that you can start creating that joy, that happiness, that connection that you are looking for in life. And know that everything that happens in your life has a reason. Even when you don't realize what the reason is, you don't have to know everything in order to actually benefit from it. And that's really one of the beautiful things that I really like about that emotional clearing, is that you don't have to know. When I'm working with people, like when I was working with Tina, I was just going through the ones that I was guided to use. And they've helped me develop over 400 of these different phrases, these different pairings for clearing out whatever needs to be clearing out. So you don't have to know every specific incident or everything that ever happened in order to actually let go of any of the emotions that you are hanging on to. So realize that this is an option for you, and it's just a choice. It's simple, it's easy, it's quick, and if you want to do it, then go ahead and do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But it is your choice. And there is no one choice that's right for everybody. Everybody gets to make their own choices. I love doing the emotional clearing work because, well, for one thing, it makes me feel really good. You know, it's helped me to let go of all kinds of things that I didn't even realize that I was hanging on to. So when I'm working with other people on clearing their emotional garbage, it's also clearing out my emotional garbage. One of the benefits of this job, that as I'm working with people, I'm not just helping them, I'm also clearing me. And that's just part of the beauty of life. So keep that in mind. If that's something that you want to experience, and if you want to call in and experience it for the last 10 minutes of the show, just call in. Just remember to press the number 1 so that it raises your little hand so that I know that this is something that you want to do. Otherwise, you'll just sit there and listen, and that's fine with me too. So we have all of these opportunities in our lives for bringing ourselves more freedom, bringing more light, more love, more laughter, more energy into our own beings. And so often what is actually keeping us from experiencing that are those connections to those negative feelings that we had when we were little kids or later in our lives, because we accumulate stuff as we go along. And it seems like every time we find something that's kind of connected to something else we've accumulated, our little brain goes, well, we need to take that along too. And so we start taking on more and more of this stuff until we feel like we're so weighed down with all of this negativity from our lives. And it's not a difficult thing to actually let that go. It is very easy to let that go and to move forward with who we truly are, who we are meant to be, and the life that we are allowing ourselves to live. Because it is about allowing. If you believe that you don't deserve to be happy, then you're going to create situations in your life that do not bring you happiness because you have a belief that says, I don't deserve to be happy. Well, when you're clearing out these underlying emotions that are there, you're letting go of that belief that you don't deserve to be happy. And you're actually allowing yourself to feel joy, to feel happiness, to create something that you really love, that you can really get into living, fully living. So many people don't really live. They just kind of exist on the edge, doing little things just enough to, you know, keep them feeling that they are alive, but not really living. There's a big difference between being alive and fully living your life. When you're fully living your life, you are taking into consideration what it is you actually want to create. You are allowing yourself to experience things, not just to hear about them, not just to read about them, not just to look at them, but to actually live them. So if you're one of those people that's always sitting on the sidelines, watching everybody else and, you know, reading all of the information about all of these wonderful people and how their lives are so incredible, while you are completely ignoring your own life, then this emotional healing technique that I do will benefit you and will get you off of the sidelines and into your own life. It will allow you to create what you truly desire, what you truly love, what you truly want to experience. And waking up every day looking forward to your life feels so incredibly good. It's like magic almost. That's just the way it feels. Now, because for a long time in my own life, I would wake up every day and wonder, okay, what kind of crap do I need to deal with today? You know, what do I need to do for this person and this person? And it was all about making sure that everybody else was happy and none of my time was spent on me. And now I wake up every day looking at my life, looking at what I'm creating for me, what I want to feel, what I want to experience, and making sure that I am letting go of anything that is in the way of my happiness, my joy, my bliss. Because I realize that this is my life. These are my choices. And there is no one more important in my life than me. And I don't mean that in, you know, that little self-centered, narcissistic kind of way. I actually mean that in a very open and loving way, because as long as I am taking care of me and making sure that I am the very best person that I can be, then I am making sure that everybody who connects with me is getting the very best me that is possible. So they are having an even better experience of me than they would have if I was simply focusing on them and being a cruddy little me. You have to remember that. You don't want to be a cruddy little you trying to help everybody else be happy. If you are a wonderful, magnificent, open, loving, amazing you, then think of how much better their experience is going to be, because you are radiating out the energy that you are feeling. And if that energy is that loving, wonderful, magnificent energy, then that's what other people are getting. if that energy is I'm just a cruddy little me and I've got to do this in order to have a reason to even be alive, then that is the energy that they are getting. So know what kind of energy you are putting out there for other people to receive, because they deserve to experience the very best of you, just like you deserve to experience the very best of you. And it just takes the whole experience for everybody to a higher level. And I've seen that in my own life, in people who haven't seen me for a while, and we meet up and they notice the difference in me. And some of the people that I meet up with that I haven't seen in a while, we don't click anymore. We don't connect because I'm at a completely different level and I am ready for all of that happiness and joy and bliss in life. And they may still be at that stage of making sure that everybody else is okay before I check on myself, which is not where I am. And so we don't really mesh. Some of them actually ask, you know, what's different? What's changed in me? How have I become who I am now? Which is great, and I share it with them. The people that don't ask, I don't share it with. I just let them go ahead and live their lives the way they want to live them. I'm not here to make sure that everybody changes and becomes whatever it is that I believe they should be. Everybody gets to make their own choices, and I respect that, and I honor that, and that's a good thing. So if you have something in your life that you are ready to change or let go of, then by all means do so, because that is your choice and that is your power. And don't ever forget that you do have power. You do have choices, and it's okay for you to make them. So that's my gist on emotional healing. And if you want some laughter in your life, come back on Friday when we have the Laughter Yoga Show, where there will be lots of laughter and angel readings and healings. And it is always just so much fun. I look forward to this show every month, and I invite you to come and join us and be a part of it. And if you need to connect with me, you can do so at my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, or you can send me an email to barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have and to help you to start opening up to who you are and who you are becoming, because this is your life and it's okay for you to actually enjoy it. So thanks for listening, everyone, and have a wonderful, magical week. I will be back on Friday. Bye-bye.